Welcome back to the Marion County PM Sports Page on KNIA KRLS. I'm Eric Gotchel talking some Pella High volleyball right now. Got a trio of players with us, Katie Sunderman and Kim Corver and Maddie Schulten. And first of all, to all you ladies, I'm glad to have you on the program today. It's going to be fun to talk a little bit of volleyball, and we'll kind of work our way around here just a bit. And so let's go ahead and actually, I think I'll go ahead and start off with Maddie, only because you're closest to me in proximity. Talking about this season, you and I were talking a little bit about this before we started the interview, just kind of the journey. And I'm sure for you to take over as kind of one of the leadership roles for this team has been different than maybe years past for you as a Pella High volleyball player.
Right. The dynamics of this year of our team has been a lot different. We have a lot of unexperience, and it's kind of been a rebuilding year, but in the process, we've had an awesome time getting to know all the girls and playing as a team from literally all different grades in the high school, not so much as junior, senior team. It's been an interesting experience, but it's definitely been worth it.
Kim, for you, looking back at the beginning of the season to where we're at now, or nearly to the end of things, certainly to the end of the regular season now, what's the trip been like for you when you look back to what practices were like going back to August and now here we are in October?
Well, everything's just changed from the location of where we've been practicing to the skill set now, and yeah, we've come a long way. The relationships have just been getting deeper, I think, and stronger, and it's been a crazy year, sort of, and not exactly what we expected with our record, but it's more than that, and I think that we've learned about overcoming adversity, and so that's been awesome.
Katie, Kim talked about changes in practice, and I know that's been one of the big hurdles for this team this year is the fact that you've had to move around a lot. You haven't had your main home gym to practice in, and because of that, you've had to go all over the place. You've utilized almost every gym in the district, it seems like. How has that been to kind of try to keep things all together with so much inconsistency?
Yeah, I mean, we'd have weeks where we'd practice at the middle school one day, Madison the next, and then the old gym, and it's just been kind of crazy, and we've had to be on our toes all the time to kind of know what's going on. But the thing that we have learned as a team over the year is to deal with adversity and to overcome it, because in everything in life you're going to have adversity, and so we have learned to kind of cope with it and deal with it and how to work together as a team to overcome adversity as something as simple as like where we practice.
We've been kind of looking back at the season as a whole. Kim, I'll go ahead and bounce right back to you now. When you're looking back here at this season, what has been some of the fun moments? What have been some of the things that you've really enjoyed about this season for Pella High Volleyball?
I think team meals have been a lot of fun. We made up a dance with our coach Meg, and that's fun just to see each girl's personality come out. And some girls are stepping out of their comfort zones, and that's been a lot of fun. Just little girl things, I guess.
Maddie, how about for you? Same question. What's been fun to you and stood out for you this season?
Something that I'll always remember is our frequent trips to Dairy Queen. After tournaments, we would go to Dairy Queen as a team and all get ice cream and sit around and talk about games we've played and how we feel that things are going, things to improve on. So we got some treats, yet we still included volleyball, so that's always fun.
Why Dairy Queen? How does that come in?
Well, it's always been near our tournament locations, and so we drive for about 5 minutes and stop at Dairy Queen, and we have kind of an ongoing joke where you smell the ice cream and then eat your face shoved into it. But the fun things, I don't know, just meeting a whole new group of girls, like we've mentioned earlier, like, and just creating new relationships and new friendships, and you kind of come up with your own inside jokes and games you play with each other, and that's just a lot of fun to create new relationships and to do something that you love at the same time.
Again, that was Katie Sunderman. We're also talking with Kim Corver and Maddie Schulten here on the Marion County PM Sports Page, three Pella High volleyball players. Sounds like some practical jokes going on a little bit there. Is there a prankster on the team, Maddie, that kind of pulls more jokes than the rest?
Prankster. I would say Miss Shannon Ewing is our prankster. She always catches people and keeps us on our toes for sure.
Who are some of the other characters on this team that have made this season fun, Kim?
I feel like everyone is sort of a character, but Morgan Ernst is hilarious. She's really shy when she's around people she doesn't know, and so she's been fun to kind of be like the object of our pranking, and so she's been fun to be around.
Katie, one of the things that happened earlier this season was your coach Bob Fessler reached his 400th career victory, and I know that was quite a milestone for him. What did it feel like for you as a player to be associated with that, to be part of his success as a head coach?
I was the one who actually handed him the plaque too, so it was just kind of cool to be in that moment to share with him the 400th win, and we were just really proud as a team to give him that. It was just kind of an honor for us and for him.
Maddie, I wanted to talk a little bit more about some things other than volleyball here in this interview. What are some other things that you're involved in at the school here?
Well, I also play basketball and I run track, and I'm an editor for our newspaper, The Palladium, on top of homework, so that keeps me pretty busy.
Yeah, we can't forget that on top of homework. Kim, how about you? What are some other activities that you like to do?
I'm involved in our small group at church. It's called CORE, and basketball and soccer. That's about it.
That's plenty. Yeah. You don't have to say that's about it. Those are lots of things to do. Katie, how about you?
Yeah, I am in CORE as well at my church, and I am in basketball and track, and I'm in symphonic band and marching band. And so, yeah, I stay busy.
Everybody stays busy. Mm-hmm. All these things, I mean, whenever you do things with the same group of people for a whole season, like a volleyball or a basketball or track or soccer, whatever it might be, you really develop close bonds with these same groups of people. And it seems like you've got a lot of multi-sport athletes that you all work with. What makes that the dynamic here at Pella? There's so many student athletes that participate across the board, and not only more sports, but other activities. Do you see why that's so successful, Maddie?
It really helps when we go sport to sport and you know some of the girls already. It helps with the team dynamic. It helps with how the team performs. Being able to have that kind of background history with a person, it increases chemistry, and I think it just incorporates the whole season and makes it go really well.
Kim, can you kind of build on that, what it's like to have the same teammate or the same partner for school projects from place to place?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Maddie's been one of the people who I've always been in the same sport with, and yeah, it's just been fun having like someone you know. That's important for building chemistry at the beginning of the season, especially, you know, playing with girls who you're not familiar with can sometimes be awkward or hinder maybe parts of the season, but we're really blessed to have a lot of talented athletes.
Katie, was that a help when you started this volleyball season? We talked about how there was a lot of inexperience and a lot of new faces, but at the same time, you probably certainly were very familiar with each other.
Oh, yeah. Maddie and Kim and I have dressed varsity since our sophomore year, and so we have gone through this entire volleyball experience since the very beginning, starting in, you know, fifth, sixth grade when we started AAU. And so it's just really comforting, kind of, I think, to know that you have girls that are right in the same boat as you, especially this year, having virtually no experience on the court, varsity playing time. And so it was just really helpful and kind of another shoulder to lean on.
Back to the volleyball court, you guys just took on Knoxville last night in your final little Hawkeye Conference match. You'll be seeing them again as you start the regional tournament next week, and we talked about this before the interview. You've seen a lot of the Panthers this year. Last night, they were able to take one from you. What did you see that was different in last night's match, Maddie, that has not been there in matches before that you've won?
Knoxville, credit to them, they executed very well. They had a lot of enthusiasm. It was their senior night, and I think they came with the right mindset and we're ready to win. For us, I feel like we were battling right back. We gave them our best, and we'll be ready Monday night to give it another shot.
Kim, what do you think that this team learned from last night that they can carry into next week?
We learned not to underestimate Knoxville. I think that before we thought that we could take them just because we beat them in a tournament before, but they changed up their lineup, and I think that that gave them a lot of confidence. And so they can battle back and rally and give us a run, and so we don't need to, you know, underestimate them. So,
Katie, is it hard to play the same team over and over and over again?
It is sometimes because, like Kim said, they change up their lineup, and so if they have the same lineup for a couple times in a row and you keep seeing them with that same lineup, you know, you start to think that you have kind of like what they're doing down, and then they'll go and change it, so you have to readjust to that. I think it's good. It keeps us on our toes, and like we have done all year, like overcoming adversity, you know, we kind of adjust to that and adjust to their new lineup changes.
All right, one final question I'll ask all of you, and that's just as we look to next week's match as you go into the regional tournament, what your goals are for this postseason, where you want this team to finish, and I'll go ahead and start back with you, Maddie, and just kind of to build on that question like I asked, what do you see this team needing to do, and how far can this Pella volleyball team go?
I think that if we put our minds to it, we are capable of going as far as we can. I feel very confident in our practices this week that we'll be able to play well and hopefully that we can get that win. I just think that with the right mindset and with the right focus, and I feel like we have the determination.
Kim, what do you think this team needs to do to be successful?
I think focusing on just one game at a time and coming off a loss and then playing the exact same team kind of gives us more of an edge almost. I think that having solid practices is really going to help us and staying focused.
All right, and Katie, back to you again. What makes you excited about Monday night, and again, what does the team need to do to win?
Knoxville is almost like a Pella Christian rivalry for Pella, and so I just think going in such a close game with them last night, it's it's really exciting to be able to play them again coming Monday. And so I just think that we're all really excited, that we're really ready and up for the challenge.
All right. Well, girls, it was great to talk to you. Thank you very much for the time. I really appreciated it. Mm-hmm. Congratulations on the successes so far. We want to wish you the best of luck on Monday, and we'll find out how things go then. So thanks.
Thank you.
Once again, Pella volleyball players joining us here on the Marion County PM Sports page, Maddie Schulten, Kim Corver, and Katie Sunderman. Stay tuned. We'll have more on the way on KNIA KRLS.